KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 15 knots, becoming west in the afternoon, seas 8 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with patchy fog. And Wednesday, west winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashift, today north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with patchy and freezing fog. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with patchy freezing fog. And Wednesday, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashift, small craft advisory today. Today, north winds 15 knots, becoming northwest 25 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with patchy fog. And Wednesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, numerous snow showers in the morning, then a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Patchy fog and freezing fog in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 5 inches. Highs in the mid-20s to upper 30s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Patchy freezing fog in the evening. A slight chance of snow after midnight. Lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:19 a.m. at 6 feet 7 inches. A low at 8:17 a.m. at 3 feet 6 inches. A high at 2:05 p.m. at 8 feet 6 inches. And a low tonight at 9:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 3 inches. Your sun rose at 10 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 5:41, giving us 7 hours and 41 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, an Alaskans celebrated Orthodox Christmas with a starring ceremony last week, and Maersk's pullout will directly impact coastal towns in Alaska. Stay tuned.
ALIU is proud to sponsor the stories and voices that connect our community. ALIU is committed to building a stronger future for our region. To learn more about ALIU's commitment for a stronger future, visit alucorp.com.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Unalaska's Church of the Holy Ascension is home to one of the oldest Russian Orthodox congregations in the state. Last week, parishioners celebrated Christmas with a longtime tradition known as starring. I attended the service and have this story.
You want to spin one? Go ahead and spin the medium-sized one.
It's a crisp, almost cloudless night in Unalaska, and the sun is setting fast. The winter solstice, after all, was only a few weeks ago. Not long after, it was Christmas for most who celebrate. But for those gathered at Unalaska's Church of the Holy Ascension, and for Orthodox Christians around the world, Christmas falls on January 7th. About two dozen parishioners stand together at the heart of the church. Most are Ununga, people indigenous to the Aleutian Islands. Some of the songs they sing are in the Ununga language, Unungam Tenu.
I'd never done it before. I've always done church Slavonic.
A.B. Rankin grew up in Unalaska and was raised in this church. She says being able to sing in Ununggam Tenu is a big deal.
And thankfully, Sharon had the words written out, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to.
Near the front of the church, three men spin handmade stars. The stars are intricately painted and decorated with tinsel. They feature biblical imagery at their centers and are placed onto wooden rods so they can spin year after year. Some of them are decades old and have been passed down among family members for generations. Canvas paintings of biblical figures and stories, known as icons, fill the church walls. Both Unalaska's icons and the space that houses them have survived Japanese bombs during World War II and decades of intense Aleutian storms. For Christmas, the room is adorned with colorful electric lights, poinsettia plants, and candles. A small Christmas tree stands at one side of the room. No clergy are here tonight, but choir director and church reader Julia Dushkin serves as something of a master of ceremonies. She guides the setup of tables and candles before the service starts, and she leads songs. Unalaska's most recent resident priest left the island last year. Dushkin says she expects another priest to visit for Orthodox Easter in mid-April. But in the meantime, she'll continue to direct the day-to-day activities of the church. As the songs finish and the spinning of the stars comes to an end, parishioners begin to weigh an important question. Whose house will they go to afterward? It's tradition for the festivities to continue at different parishioners' houses with more songs and starring, just not the full ceremony. Dushkin says they'll sing modified versions of the same songs at each house.
Some of the songs they will cut in half or break it down. It depends on how the people feel or if they want to hear the whole thing.
House visits will continue over the next 3 nights, so it's time to step back and let them get started. Parishioners set aside their songbooks and reset the space for the next service. The smell of blown-out candles wafts through the air.
Just to let you know, whoever's starring, we're not going to Greg's house tonight.
In Unalaska, I'm Andy Lusk. Next month will be the last time a Maersk-branded vessel stops in Alaska. The Danish shipping company announced last month that it will suspend its service to the state after a final sailing in February. As KMXT's Davis Hovey reports, the decision will directly impact Kodiak.
The global shipping and transportation company Maersk announced last month it would cease operations in Dutch Harbor and Kodiak as part of its Trans-Pacific Network routes. Maersk said in a statement the decision was due to its, quote, ongoing effort to strengthen our product offerings and maintain reliability in the network, end quote. A spokesperson for the company's North American operations did not respond to multiple requests for comment. That means more of the shipping burden will be shifted to the few carriers that remain in the state, like Alaska Marine Lines, Span, and Matson. Dylan Faber is the Community and Government Affairs Manager for Matson in Alaska. He says the company is looking at increasing its capacity in Kodiak to support the seafood industry.
We're actively doing that. We're looking at it. We're evaluating where those opportunities are and looking to areas where we're able to fill in and support the industry with additional capacity.
When reached via email, Ashton Meyer, the Vice President of Operations at Pacific Seafood, said the company is maintaining service with another carrier, but the reduced number of options in Kodiak is concerning. Meyer listed a number of future challenges from the Maersk pullout, including potential increases to shipping costs. He says Pacific Seafood was using Maersk as a key shipping partner in Kodiak. But Matson, another carrier, also has deliveries into Kodiak, scheduled twice a week for its ocean-going vessels to bring in and out a variety of cargo, including groceries and exports of seafood. It also has worked in partnership with Maersk to deliver the international company's cargo to town. Faber says a couple times a year, Maersk would call Matson and have them perform stevedoring work. This involves offloading empty Maersk containers and sometimes onloading those containers onto Matson's vessels.
Once the various customers would load those Maersk containers, they would be reloaded to a Matson's core domestic service that calls in Kodiak twice a week. And then once those ships each week continues onto Dutch Harbor on Alaska, and that's where it would connect with either Maersk's other service or Matson's Alaska Asia Express service, or wherever the final destination of those containers are.
The timing of Maersk pulling out of Kodiak and Dutch Harbor next month comes in the midst of a lucrative pollock A season in the Gulf of Alaska, which typically begins mid-January and runs through March. The final Maersk vessel to make port calls in the Gulf of Alaska is the Cape Sorel, which is scheduled to depart Tacoma, Washington on February 4th and arrive into Dutch Harbor about a week later, with no scheduled stop in Kodiak. With reporting help from Andy Lusk in Unalaska, in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
In the fifth episode of our new podcast, Amplifying the Aleutians, we learn about Channel 8 TV during the late 80s and early 90s. At the time, the station was under the leadership of Lynn Fitch. Her tenure was marked by creativity and community engagement, and she relied heavily on volunteers. The team launched live broadcasts, including a new show you may remember called Flash on Alaska. Here's a preview of that episode of Amplifying the Aleutians.
The whole goal was to bring people together, and we didn't have any money. So it was like, become a member, but volunteer. You want to be on TV? Come on down. You have an idea for a show? We took a month off and spruced up the station. And pretty much then we held the telethon because we needed money. And when we did the telethon, we bought two cameras so I could get people out. I would just give the camera to volunteers. Go take video. Take this. I can't cover everything, but I'm going to do my damnedest to do that. And once we knew we could be live, what are we going to call it? It's got to be different than on Alaska This Week. No, it's Flash on Alaska. It's news. It's instant. It's now. There was the typewriter up in the studio that looked out in the window, and I would write the scripts 2 hours before we went live. On Wednesday, we're going to have whoever is coming to town, a new doctor or somebody, an author, whatever, was like, hey, you got to come down to the station. Well, you get to be live on the show tonight. What?
Speaking of our podcasts, new episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer air Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB. Captain Pete Naton walks listeners through the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea with journal-style entries from all up and down the Aleutian chain. Find all episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer up on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. A city council meeting takes place tonight at 6. Join in person at City Hall or tune in right here at 89.7 FM, Channel 8 TV, or on our website at kucb.org. Items on tonight's agenda include taxicab rates, all-purpose vehicles on Unalaska public roads, and travel approval for officials. Culture Night at the Kamalungan Tribe takes place tomorrow with a lesson this week on traditional Ununga weaving. Head to the tribal office at 1253 East Broadway from 5:30 to 8. All are welcome and supplies are provided. Finally, Unungam Tanu class will be in High School Room 180 Thursday evening at 6. All are welcome to attend. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Do something you love today.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring an administrative assistant. The city of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. The Aleutian Housing is hiring a lead carpenter for King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan, and a family advocate for False Pass. Community announcements. Sandpoint, there will be a regular meeting of the City Council at 7 p.m. at the City Chambers. And as always, you can tune into that live here on KSTP. And King Cove and Sandpoint, once again, you have home games this week. The T-Jacks will be hosting the Eagles in King Cove, and the Rookies will be making their way here to Sandpoint to take on the Lady Eagles. You can listen to that live here on KSTP, or you can enjoy in person, free of charge, courtesy of KSTP. And today is January 14th, 2025. Happy birthday to Charlene Brandel. And that's all for the Community Window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint.
K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS 88.1 FM False Pass.
KKQA 88.1 FM Accutan, Alaska.
show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Just a song before I go, to whom it may speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the shows were over, we had to get back home. And when we opened up the door, I had to be alone. She helped me with my suitcase. She stands before my eyes, driving me to tomorrow.
find yourself alone. Your demons come to light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall. It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town. Red lights, green lights, stop and go drive. Headlines, deadlines, jamming your mind. You've been stealing shots from the side. Let your feelings go forever. There's danger out tonight. The man is on the prowl. The boys are set to prowl. Lonely is the night when you hear the voices call. Are you ready for a fight? Do you want to take it all? Slow down, show down, waiting online. Show time, no time, changing your mind. Streets are ringing, march to the sound.
You are listening to KSDP, KSDP radio broadcast at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska, on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska, and streams online at apradio.org.
And throw dice. much too long for a man who needs love. I miss you since I've been away. Babe, wasn't easy to leave you alone. It's getting harder, dumb that I gone. I have a choice, I will stay. There's no one like you. I can't wait.
walk away.